From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Carter Bird.
On Saturday, Auburn men's basketball lost a close one at home to Alabama 94-90. The game was the first start for freshman point guard Sharif Cooper, and despite the loss, he was the game's leading scorer with 26 points, 9 assists, and 4 rebounds. The Tigers bounced back on Wednesday at Georgia with a solid victory, beating the Bulldogs 95-77. Cooper shined again with 28 points, 12 assists, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals. The Tigers return home on Saturday to host the Kentucky Wildcats. Coverage of that game will begin at 12:30 p.m. on the Auburn Sports Network. Television coverage will begin at 1 p.m. on ESPN. On Wednesday, the Tigers will travel to Fayetteville to take on Arkansas. Coverage of that game will begin at 7:30 p.m. on the Auburn Sports Network. Television coverage will begin at 8 p.m. on the SEC Network. Auburn women's basketball lost last Thursday at Ole Miss 62-58. Due to a combination of positive tests, contact tracing, and subsequent quarantining of individuals within the Auburn women's basketball program, Thursday's Kentucky at Auburn game has been postponed, consistent with Southeastern Conference COVID-19 management requirements. A makeup date has not been determined. With two games already postponed this week, head coach Terry Williams-Flournoy discussed the challenges of COVID in this season.
You know, in the SEC and Dr. Goodley, you know, they've done a very good job with, they're wearing things called Connectron. I always pronounce it wrong, but it kind of does the contact tracing for you, you know, to see who you've been around more than 15 minutes. Unfortunately, your roommate is an automatic just because it's just like someone living with you. So your roommate is an automatic contact tracing. So unfortunately, right away that knocks out, you know, two people, you sure. know, whether it's, you know, one that tests positive and then your roommate, like, that's two people right away. And then, you know, we've been dealing with some injuries and Unique was just getting back. So we just weren't going to have the number that is required to play an SEC game, which is 7.
The Tigers' next scheduled game is Sunday, January 17th on the road at Florida. Coverage of that game will begin at 11:45 a.m. on FM Talk 93.9. Television coverage will begin at noon on the SEC Network. Back with more Auburn Athletics after this for Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Auburn swimming and diving swept Georgia Tech on Friday, with the women winning 178-81 and the men winning 145-117. Head coach Gary Taylor was pleased with his team's performance.
You know, we had one dual meet this fall. We had our midseason invite. And then on the swimming side, we really hadn't competed in almost 2 months. So to take a quick trip over to Atlanta and get a couple of W's always feels good. And we're off to a good start this spring. So I'm excited for both teams.
This week, the Tigers travel to Tuscaloosa tomorrow to take on Alabama. After winning this meet a year ago, Coach Taylor says it's going to be a hard challenge, but his team is ready.
You know, you look at on the women's side, I think their programs really started to move in a positive direction. So, you know, they've got great sprinting, some good middle distance performers. They've got one of the top distance women in the country. So I think they'll be able to bring it. They'll be up for this meet. They don't have a lot of glaring weaknesses. But I also think, you know, full go, we're at full go, fully healthy. I think we match up well on that end. And then on the men's side, I think last week will build some confidence on our end And, you know, that we won this meet last year. So I think, again, they're going to have their strengths and we're going to have ours. And so who can capitalize on that? And then when that other team has their strength, what do we do to limit that?
On Wednesday, the Tigers will take on Florida State at home. On Friday, Auburn Gymnastics opened its season with a loss to number one Florida, 197.5 to 195.725. Head coach Jeff Graba says his team performed well, but has room to improve.
We weren't really great on anything. We were pretty good across the board. Our upperclassmen did a really good job, but we had some silly mistakes. So I do think that was one of the things I tried to get him to understand is, you know, this isn't going out there and bombing. We went out there and did a really good job where, you know, I think we're going to be ranked ninth in the country now because that score is going to hold up for a week or two. Most teams have a struggle in the first meet of the year, especially young teams. And I feel like we learned a lot. But the real message was expectations don't decrease at this point. They increase. You know, just the simple fact that we should be able to say we were better than that. Well, then that means our expectations have to increase.
Tomorrow, the Tigers will take on Kentucky in Lexington. Coach Graba says that it will be a great test on the road against a good team.
They're a lot like us right now, I think. I think they're an extremely talented team. They were on the road the first meet. I like being on the road the first meet more than I like being at home. It forces your team to get together and to figure each other out a little bit more. So I think they're probably clicking right now. And I expect a dogfight. I think they're a heck of a team. I think they're ranked eighth and we're ranked ninth. So I think we're very much neck and neck, and we're going to have to be really strong and tough to get through a meet up there.
The meet will air tomorrow at 6 p.m. on the SEC Network. Auburn men's tennis is back on Sunday as the Tigers take on Samford at home. Coach Bobby Reynolds says that his team needs to focus on itself against an unknown opponent.
They haven't been able to play much in the fall. So I think when we look at non-conference, it's going to be tough to really see what, you know, the opposing teams have, because you don't know what they've been doing competition wise. I would imagine they've been doing a lot of inner squad playing, but you can't get a gauge on, you know, have they been doing well up the top of the lineup, bottom of the lineup, doubles, that kind of stuff. So it makes it, I guess, a little less preparation from us on the forefront. But, you know, we'll go back and look at videos that we have from last year and some of their returning players, pick up on, you know, strengths and weaknesses and put a game plan out for those returning guys that we do have video on. But ultimately it comes down to us. I think we, you know, in a lot of these matches, if we take care of business, especially on the doubles, if we continue to have success like we did in the fall and put ourselves in a situation where we can go up 1-0 on really almost every team that we play on our schedule, that's going to make us be that much more relaxed when we go out into singles. To only have to go three wins, three losses in singles, but you have that doubles point, that is makes us very, very more comfortable going into it. So I'm looking for our guys to go out, you know, back to your question as far as Samford, I'm looking for our guys to go out and compete. We'll play the entire match out. We need to get point play under our belt. And like I said, we need to get those jitters out of our stomach and be ready for the season to start.
Auburn women's tennis will start their season on Sunday at Furman. Coach Caroline Lilly says her team is deep and will compete for spots on the court.
We have a really, really deep squad this year. I fully anticipate the lineup to continue to change. Everyone's going to earn opportunities. There's no doubt in my mind. What we'll tell the girls before that match on Sunday is this is where we start. This isn't where we finish. So if you love where you are, keep fighting. If you're not happy about where you are, fight harder. And everybody will have that opportunity to put themselves where they would like to play and where they deserve to play. And so we will base a lot of our first lineup on the fall, of course, because that's matches that we play against other teams, which is the most important piece. It's really hard to play teammates and base your entire lineup on matches against teammates. But yeah, that's the question of the week right there.
Be sure to tune in tonight at 6 p.m. for Tiger Talk with Andy Burcham and Brad Law on the Auburn Sports Network. They'll be joined by head basketball coach Bruce Pearl, and head swimming and diving coach Gary Taylor tonight on the Auburn Sports Network. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Carter Bird, War Eagle.